The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Farrell on a bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out a bad seat, a broken day, a bad, I'm over the bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad, out of bad day, bad law, bad day, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Farrell Palatial, right across the river and through the woods from where Granny loves a little chrome cake before dinner in New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh. People just pass by to Red to Chavez, like on a fashion check it up, should do. But all my friends are coming around, flat to flood the party up. Rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown. What a mess, it's time to turn my brain spotted all over Manhattan. Should do be sure I got I think I might have called something from Keith. Should do bad. Hey, what's gigging? I'm Farrell with Mafia tonight. And we got a 6-3 Dolphin lead over the Ravens at the start of the third quarter at Hard Rock. In Miami, if you can even believe it. Mafia, you got to be surprised that the game's only 6-3 coming out of the half and that the Dolphins have held the Ravens down like that. I mean, honestly, like, I was out to dinner. I won't deny that. So I didn't see any of it. I walked in at halftime and, you know, I saw them kick the field goal to make it 6-3 and then whatever. Now they've started the second half. You can't. Tell me you're not surprised at the score.
Yeah, I'm very surprised by it. I mean, it's one thing for them to be in the game, for them to be tight, but the fact that the defense has pretty much shut down Lamar Jackson and these Ravens, I know we were giving them heat about how they keep having to come back, about how they, you know, are playing with fire too much, but 73 passing yards, 132 total yards, 59 rushing yards. Like, they're really doing nothing offensively. Miami's defense is all over them. And making sure that they do nothing so that really Brissett has to do nothing.
Brissett just got injured. I know that much. His knee's injured. He's done. So his night's over. He's holding his knee. He can't even walk. He's finished. He's on the ground writhing in pain. He's in agony. That's it. They're going to have to bring Tua in. No questions asked. Tua's coming in with his broken finger. I got to see what happened to Brissett's knee here. It's his right knee, and he's done. It blew out. He's finished. So that's that. Good night, Irene, for him, right? I'll see you later. Now, Tua will take over the game and butcher this for the rest of the way for the Dolphins. And then you got this college football game right now, a 10-point game. Pitt's up 23-13 on North Carolina. And they just sacked Pickett. And when I turned it on, it was, 23-6 or something like that. And they've scored a touchdown. I saw Howell throw the touchdown to make it a 10-point game. They went for two and failed. But it's 3rd and 24, Pitt. 1:10 and rolling in the third at Heinz Field in Pittsburgh. By the way, I'm headed there tomorrow to the Steel City for the weekend and the Steelers-Lions game. A duck. Oh, I can't believe that didn't get picked off. Boy, was that a dangerous, bad throw by Pickett. We welcome all of our radio affiliates. We're on Sirius 159 now, channel 159. And, of course, Ron in San Diego on 1090. Near to you wanna, do you wanna. Sports Map, Sports Byline Networks, and Armed Forces. Happy Veterans Day. Thanks for your service. Hoorah, soldier, hoorah. And I'll be going to Pittsburgh tomorrow for the Steelers-Lions game. Looking forward to that on Sunday. And I'll look forward to it even more if the Ravens lose this game tonight. How's that sound? Because the Steelers, if they win against Detroit and the Ravens lose tonight, then Pittsburgh's tied with the Ravens for first place in the AFC North. And that's that. We talked about that last night, Mafia, on the show, that it could happen. And right now, I mean, obviously there's tons of football left here and the Ravens always find a way to win. You know that. They always win. So they're probably going to win this game. But right now, they're not winning. Do you think they'll get it done, win the game, come back, and finish off the Dolphins and screw me?
I do think they will. I think it's going to be close throughout. I don't think that, you know, we just saw, of course, Brissett go down, but it's not like Brissett was doing anything. He was missing receivers. He was overthrowing them. It's not like this guy was having a great game before he went out. So Tua could do the same thing and just keep them in this game, keep them within striking distance, and then they lose by one score.
So the Ravens get the ball now, and I'm sure that they're showing Brissett again. I got to see the right knee plant. Right there, I saw it blow out. He went right to the knee, and it looked, I don't even know, like, I just don't understand that blown out knee. He's done for the night. He can't even walk. So, but I don't understand it. It didn't look that bad when he went down. It didn't look like it buckled or snapped, but he's in agony. He's in the blue tent and he's done for the night. So now we'll see what Jackson can do against the Miami defense here. He takes off running again. Here we go. It's Pharrell on a bench.
You were born with it. It's always been there. It's been the basis of many, many friendships and connection with people who just know and think like you do. It's made life fun. Welcome home to the Winning Edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench with Scott Pharrell.
I don't know, Mafia. I think, I saw Brissett walking around after he came out of the blue tent, and he seems like he's walking around trying to get back in. You just saw Tua going onto the field, though?
Yeah, right after that punt before the break, they showed Tua walking on with one lineman. So he's coming in the game. Brissett might be trying to get back in there, but at this point, it looks like Tua's going to start the possession at the very least.
I mean, did you see the moves that your boy Jackson was just putting on that pass rush, like guys coming in to sack him, and he's like busting moves and like doing 360 spinoramas and like, you know, foot plant, back step, reverse, like spin arounds. Like, can you imagine how he gets out of trouble? I mean, I have never seen, he makes Fran Tarkington look boring.
Yeah, he's so elusive. You know, we talk about all these guys that can run the ball. And, you know, you had Vic, who was fast but big. You have some of these other guys who have, you know, Cam Newton was big but also fast. And you have the little guys that like Murray that kind of just scatter. And Wilson, he doesn't seem like he's tiny. And he's not huge. He's kind of like right in the middle, like the perfect one, where he's like enough size to knock a guy over, but he's fast enough that you just can't keep up.
I'm telling you, they're showing him standing on the sideline right now. Flores talking to him. He's talking to Brissett. Brissett's standing there ready to go. But Tagovailoa's in the game. And then look at this. They got the ball at the 5-yard line with this guy in, and I don't trust him as far as you can spit. I mean, honestly. Do you like him when he plays Tua? Do you trust him at all? Like, I don't think he's done jack.
Yeah, no, he hasn't proven anything. I mean, obviously, he's still very early. Still a lot to learn. But it showed me a lot last year when, you know, you have a season. Not the season was lost. They had playoff chances. But you got this guy to be your future, and you're still bringing Fitzpatrick and still benching him at times. When you really had the game on the line, you weren't trusting him. And even now, you know, you have him there. His finger's a little messed up, but there's no reason he couldn't have started over Brissett if he's ready to play. If this is the guy that you're trying to build around, they really have kind of sheltered him so much. You know, besides the injury that he had coming in, people thought they were going to keep him out because of that. It hasn't been that. They just don't trust him. They don't believe in him yet.
Yeah, they don't. But he just threw his first pass, and it was complete for a first down, so it's a miracle. I mean, every time the guy throws the ball, I'm scared to death. You know, I got the 8.5 tonight with this Dolphin team. I still think the Ravens will find a way to win. I don't care about them winning. I don't want them to win. In fact, I hope the Dolphins win. I hope I'm wrong on the money line, to be honest with you, because I hate them. I hate the Ravens. And I don't care if they lose. That'd be the best thing that ever happened to me today. At least today, the best thing that's happened to me. Of the, you know, rating things that have happened to me today. In terms of just the day itself. I did go to Dinner Mafia at a famous place. I think I've told you about that place before. You know where it is.
Yeah, I think you told me about where it is. Yeah.
You know where it is. Anyway, I told you about it the other day, didn't I? I thought I did. Anyway, I went to dinner there, and oh, my God. I mean to tell you, I've never seen anything like it. Like, when they bring out prime rib, I mean, it is literally the size of the Fred Flintstone beef that they threw on his car at the drive-thru. Remember when Fred Flintstone pulled up and they gave him that big piece of beef?
Oh, yeah. It tipped over the car. Yeah.
Right. That's the size of the prime rib they bring to the table. I mean, it is literally the biggest piece of bone-in prime rib you ever seen in your life. I mean, it is enormous. It is two bones. It is so unbelievable. It's so huge. And then I got a ribeye, and it was literally the size of my entire leg. It was the size of my leg. And then the meat end of it was the size of my ass. So picture my 6'4" leg. And then at the end, my giant hippo ass. That was the size of my piece of steak tonight, the ribeye that I ate. It was enormous. Literally, when they bring it out, it takes two men to carry it to the table.
Bigger than some of the tomahawks we've eaten out in Vegas?
Bigger. Way bigger.
Wow.
Way bigger. Way bigger. It was enormous. I had prawns tonight, like shrimp, the size of my hand. My entire hand. That's how big the shrimp was. Picture a shrimp that big. That's how big it was. I was like, it was so big, the shrimp, that like when they gave me this little cup of like cocktail sauce, I'm like, what am I supposed to do with that with this giant like leg? The leg was the length, the shrimp was the size of my leg. And I was just like, what is happening here? This restaurant, they just bring out these gigantic just plates of food, like so much food, you can't even dream of eating it. Trust me when I tell you, when you leave, like this guy left with the prime rib, and when you leave, they put it in a tin pan. Now, you know how you go and you get like a box of food, or can I get a doggy bag to go, or can I bring this home to my dog, and people bring a baggie or whatever. This dude brings out an entire tin, like a tin this long, like 2 feet long tin with a cover. And when you put it in, the beef is so big, stacked, that when they cover it, it crumples down like a bag of, what was the popcorn you used to, Jiffy Pop? It had like the dome. This thing's got like a dome on it. It covers the beef. I mean, I can't even imitate how big this food is, the beef. And the prime rib and the steaks. I mean, they're just enormous. And I ate the steak tonight. And I mean to tell you, so I was on a phone call after the dinner, right? And I ate this steak and it was just so enormous. And I didn't even make it home before I had gas, right? So I got on the phone and I was talking to my guy on the phone and I had to make this phone call. And the entire, literally 3 straight minutes, I farted. I mean, 3 straight minutes. I had just the most enormous, I'm talking 200 second, ripper. 200 seconds in a row, not 5, 10, 15 seconds, 200 seconds in a row. I let one fly and it was enormous. And the guy at the other end of the phone was like, "What is that?" I go, "It's nothing. It's my dog." Meanwhile, it was my arse. I was just letting one fly for 200 seconds. My record at all time may have been upwards of 18 seconds. And I shattered that tonight, Mafia, with a 200 second flyer, radio flyer, ripper.
I'm glad we're not in the same studio.
I mean, I let one go 200 seconds at least. It's like the Olympic Games. I won the gold. I mean, I didn't even make it home and I had gas. I wasn't even home. 20 minutes after I left the restaurant, I had gas. The food there is so enormous. It's just automatic. Tomorrow, I'm going to be on the toilet for at least half the day. Half the day, at least. I got to travel, too. Imagine sitting next to me on an airplane ride. I'm just going to do whoever's sitting near me. I don't even know who's sitting near me. On these flights, they're so quick to Pittsburgh that you get on the plane and you don't even get to sit with the people you go with. That's because there's so few seats, right? They scatter you all over the plane. And I've sat everywhere, back by the toilets, you name it. Because on these flights, there's no such thing as first class. There's just none. There's only so many people that get on the plane. And I'm on this flight and I don't even care. You sit with your knees and your face. The seats are so uncomfortable. It's so awful. Thank God it's only an hour. It's you know what it is? It's just like going to church for an hour. It's so awful and boring and miserable. It's just like going to church, sitting on an hour short Jimmy flight where they got your knees up in your chin music. 6-3 Dolphins with just under 9 left in the third is Pharrell on a bench. They were going through the motions. They were lifeless.
I don't like that. I condone that at all.
I play it straight up, yo.
Lamar Jackson seems to be having his problems tonight against this Miami defense, running for his life every time he drops back to pass. I'll give the Dolphins credit. They're giving him the business. They're definitely harassing him and hitting him and getting after him and making him run around and run for his life. And so far, so good. They're still up 6-3, and they've held him down in check. I actually, have to look at the numbers to see for myself what the problem's been, right? So 5.5 minutes left. I got to look at the box. So he's 12 of 18 for 100 yards, a 5.6 average, no TDs, been sacked 3 times, and an 80.8 rating. He's not done well at all. And then Brissett had thrown for 156 yards. And then he was replaced by Tagovailoa, who's been in the game and thrown one pass. So there you go. Still only 6-3 Dolphins, 5:30 left in the third. The funny thing is they can't move the ball either. You know what I mean? They're stopping the Ravens, but the Ravens, it would appear to me, are easily stopping the Dolphins. They can't do anything. So at least for their sake, they have a lead of 3. So they got that going for them. And I'm trying to keep my eye on this Pitt, North Carolina game at Heinz Field, which has been a pretty good game. It's still 23-13, 11:40 left in the game, but North Carolina's got the ball, but deep in their own end, they're up to the 19-yard line on a first down pass from Howell. So they got a long way to go, down 10. They're 80 yards from glory. They got to move the ball down the field and score. If they do, they would cover that 6.5. Pitt dominated this game, it looks like to me. They're up 23-6. It is amazing to me how they talk about this guy Howell like he's something special. And the reality is, it's the other guy, Pickett, that's been special. Howell's thrown for 196 yards, and Pickett's already thrown for 300 yards and 2 touchdowns. Howell does have 2 touchdowns, a 9-yard average, better than Pickett. Pickett 8.8, but Pickett's got the 299 right now. And if he's such a badass, you know, let's face facts. Let's see him move the ball down the field and make it a 3-point game. Bring him back. You're down 23-6, bring him back, and then people will start calling you a badass. Because I have never seen it yet from this guy. I won't deny that last week he throws another first down there. Last week he beat Wake, handed them their first loss. So that was a notch in his belt. Later on the show, we'll have Joe Lisi on, as usual, for our weekly shot, looking at all the odds and games in college football on Saturday. We'll look at all the biggest matchups and see who Joe's rocking with his bets. But I'm watching this guy Howell right now to see if he can keep this thing going against Pitt. I mean, Pitt's on the verge of that coastal title and, you know, playing for the ACC championship. And Wake's on the other end of that dial still, even after losing a game. We'll see if Pitt can finish the deal here with 9:45 and rolling left. I mean, they don't have time to mess around down 2 scores. They got to move the ball down the field right here on this drive, as far as I'm concerned, and score. They can't punt again and expect to get the ball back, score a touchdown, and then turn around and somehow get the ball back again. Now, Howell's going to get a huge gainer here over midfield. He ran the ball there at least 15, 20 yards. So that's a huge gain, huge first down. They're on the move. They're at least the 49 of Pitt, and they got to move it down and score. It's now or never for North Carolina. You got to score, make it a 3-point game, get the ball back one more time, try to tie it. So when I watch Howell, he reminds me of Baker Mayfield. He really does. He looks just like him. His body, his size, his throwing, everything about him. Running the ball, it's a dead ringer. He even looks like him. It's crazy. He does look like Baker Mayfield, his style, everything about him. Anyway, Mafi is keeping an eye on the Dolphin game. I'm looking at both games. I'm losing weight over here. Here's the Ravens with the ball again. And Jackson's starting to find his receivers. I thought they just stopped him, Mafia. What happened? I thought they had stopped him. How'd they get the ball back? Did the Dolphins turn it over?
3 and out right away. Right away, gave it back to themselves. Tua did nothing. And even on the third down play where they, you know, essentially kind of threw it away on 3rd and 3, it looked like he actually hit his hand on Queen on the pass rush. So we'll have to see. He was shaking that walking off. We'll see if he's banged up and, you know, might have to come out as well. But 3 plays right away out. They have done nothing at all. It has been really ugly this game.
Really ugly.
And the problem with Howell, you talk about, they had a great comeback against Wake. They're, you know, trying to come back here. But that's the problem, is that they're always coming back. The last 2-3 years, they've always pumped up that team, pumped up Howell, how great this kid is. They always get down by double digits early on. You can never pick them to cover any spreads because they're always playing from behind.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. So the Dolphins punted the ball down the field. So that's why the Ravens started deep in their own end, and now they're out to like the 35, right? So they got the ball again, and it's 2nd and 9. But there's 2.5 minutes left and rolling in the third. Dolphins trying to hang on for their life with a 3-point lead. And remember, they're getting 8.5. So right now that's looking a little decent. That's not a catch. Are they going to give him that catch? The ball popped out of his hands into his knees. He caught it with his knees. And they got the snap away. No, they didn't. They blew the whistle. They're checking to see if he caught that. Now, look, North Carolina's down at the 6-yard line of Pitt. 2nd and goal. If they score here, you got the backdoor cover, Moff. Let's see if they can score. Boom. Are they going to give him the touchdown, or he's out at the 1? 3rd and goal from about the 1/2-yard line. I have seen it all. Oh, my God. I took that 6.5, Mafia. Did you like that North Carolina 6.5?
Yeah, they're always a live team, you know, even though they're never good as a favorite, but as an underdog, they're always, you know, live because the guy has a crazy arm. He can sling it all over. It's just how much do they get down before they make the comeback, before they start making the plays. We'll have to see here because the last possession, they got into Pitt territory and then turned it over on down. So do they get stopped here? And if you got to go late into the down lines again, do they try it again and get turned over again? Or in this case, do they just take points out there within a touchdown?
I just want to look at the weather here. It is going to be drastically colder. Like tonight, it is literally 65 degrees there right now at that game. Tomorrow is going to be 57. Saturday is going to be 42. Sunday's 42. I mean, that's and rain. It's going to be miserable there this weekend. That's cold, is not, right?
That's not fun weather to be sitting out in the park. Better bring the winter jacket. Better bring get the hot chocolate going.
You think I need boots?
You might. You got to keep those feet warm. Those are the quickest things to get cold. At least maybe bring some of those, you know, like the hot hands and put them in your shoes at least.
You think I can roll with sneakers or do I got to wear some, you know, some winter boots or something?
Probably can roll with sneakers, but without much rain, it might get wet and then you get the soggy feet that you don't want to sit in.
What could be worse than sitting in the rain at the Steeler-Lion game? They're saying rain the whole day Sunday. Oh, God. I mean, that is just awful. Wait, let me see the Sunday, 50% chance of rain and 42 for a high, 33 for a low. That's freezing ass. I mean, that's bad, right?
That's football.
That's one way of looking at it.
I mean, it's Pittsburgh. So if it's 44, 45 and raining, that's not as bad as the usual 22 and raining, right?
I guess, but I have to reconsider my packing now. I got to get up early and pack. And I got to pack now for disastrous weather, rain and cold. That is not good. I do have a Penguin jacket I can wear, though, that should keep me. I need a hat. Or I should wear a hoodie, just a hoodie with the jacket, right? I could rock a hoodie in the rain. I don't like wearing hats. Like, you know, ski caps or whatever. Hal running it in. He's in. Hal with the touchdown. We got a backdoor cover possibility here. Hal scoring on the 4th down run. I think it was a 4th down run. It's Pharrell on the bench.
No doubt about it.
Things are crazy right now.
Just read a paper.
On second thought, don't.
You're listening to something
rock solid.
Something to depend on.
Believe in.
Expert information on gaming.
Odds.
And more. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench with Scott Pharrell.
So after North Carolina scored on Pitt, it's a three-point game, 23-25 and a half minutes to go. It's raining in Pittsburgh right now and 65. It's going to get increasingly worse. 57 and sunny tomorrow in Pittsburgh. Saturday, rain and 41. Sunday, rain and 41. Picked off by North Carolina. They have the ball at the 35-yard line of the Panthers as Pickett gets picked. 5.5 minutes to go, and North Carolina has the rock. They're going to win this game. They're going to steal this one in Pittsburgh tonight. The Panthers are going to have to stop North Carolina now from scoring. Either way, a field goal ties it, a touchdown wins it, and they've got 5 minutes to work with. The ball was deflected twice, and the Heels come up with it. Back to the Monday or the Thursday nighter in Hard Rock, Ravens and Dolphins. Mafia very excited about the game. He's got a lot of money riding on it. Still 6-3, Mafia.
Yeah, no change. Still 6-3. Still nothing doing with either of these offenses. Miami gets the ball back after the end of the third.
Yeah, but I think they're at the Baltimore 25. Is that about right? I think they're deep in Baltimore's end, unless I'm crazy. I could be wrong. Let's see the play-by-play. Baltimore 25 for 35 yards. Going to the fourth quarter at the Baltimore 25-yard line. This is their chance to basically win this game. I mean, at the very least, cover. So that game's in a massive commercial timeout, so I'm back to the college game. Howell running for his life. He's going to run it down to the 10. Take a hard hit, flag on the play. That was another big gainer by Howell, a.k.a. Baker Mayfield, holding on the heels. That'll pull it back. I mean, tell me that guy doesn't look like Baker Mayfield. Oh, my God, it's his doppelganger. Anyway, the Panthers getting all kinds of physical and then talking smack to him after they tackled him, getting in his face. Mac Brown's having none of it in his camouflage on Veterans Day, styling for the U.S. Army. He's got it all going. That moves him back to the 37. They were at the 10. Oh, my God, what a penalty. He's going to throw a strike down to the 26. It's unbelievable. I mean, he just does whatever he wants. It's third and one now. Yeah, I can see where, like, I'm watching this guy against Wake, and I'm watching him tonight against Pitt, and he looks solid. Howell, I don't think there's a problem with him. I don't know about his size. His size doesn't cut it for me. He looks small. He's like I said, he's like Mayfield. He looks just like him. He's 6'1". He doesn't look 6'1". He looks small to me. I don't know. Are you watching him at all? Do you think that guy looks big?
No, he's kind of right on the cusp. He's, you know, like a lot of these guys, he's not the big guy. He's not the 6'3", 6'4". You know, those extra inches make a big difference. He's the guy that's just tall enough. He's not exactly Kyler Murray, but not big.
He's definitely wider. You know, he's got more weight than Kyler Murray. He looks like Mayfield. Looks just like him. Dead ringer. Anyway, he's got some stones, too. He's not afraid to run the ball. It takes some serious hits. But he gets another first down, and they got the ball with 3:15 left and rolling. And he's, oh, God, he's taking off running again. He slides. Anyway, this guy's playing tough. He's very exciting. Now, I don't understand this. The Dolphin game, they got another timeout. Like, do they play football at all? I mean, honestly, Mafia, I turned this thing on 10 minutes ago and they were in a commercial. I come back, they're still in a break? They're still in a timeout? I mean, like, Jesus, do they play football at all? It's the start of the fourth. They've taken 50 seconds off the clock and they're in a timeout already? You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, Miami Bird won. They had to call one.
God almighty, how terrible is that timeout? You're at the, now they're at the 12-yard line of the Ravens, first and 10. They can get a first down at about the 1.5-yard line. Can your boy Tua get it in the end zone here and win this game? God, I would love to see the Ravens lose tonight. Oh, God, that was a horrible. They're going to call
that's
what?
That's got to be offensive. That's got to be OPI, offensive pass interference on that one. That's got to be.
It's got to be Waddle.
I think so. Waddle looks like he pulls him away. Like the defender had the line on the ball because he's under thrown, and Waddle pulls him down.
No, he got tackled, bro, at first. That's why he's going to get the, he's going to get Humphrey for that. Arms wrapped around the receiver at the beginning of the route. When they first went into the end zone, that's where he's going to get him. Right here. You see him covering him. He's tackling him. That's the penalty right there. You may be right about the Dolphin player, but this call is about before that. This is about as they were running into the end zone, he had his arms wrapped around him completely. This is clearly against Baltimore. First and goal from the one. There's the call, I told you. Now you got to stick the ball in the end zone here, down their throat.
And they lose a yard.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. They won't be able to get a yard. Watch. I have seen it all. I have seen it all, Mafia. Now, here we go. Second and goal for North Carolina. They're at the 3-yard line. They just fumbled the snap. Howell went back to get it, threw it away. So they get the ball at the 3-yard line. Playing in the rain in Pittsburgh. Second and goal, 1:13 left in the game. If North Carolina scores, they're going to win the game. Howell up against the Pitt Panther defense. They got the ball at the 2.
Knocked down on second and goal in the NFL game. Your boy threw one up, trying to hit one of their 17 tight ends. And the defensive back got up, got a hand on it, but it was just too far for him to come down with it, but he knocks it down at least.
We went for it. I saw the pass. Nice play. That's a nice play. They won't get in. The Dolphins won't score because they're so awful. It's third and goal now from the 1.5.
It is.
Well, that looked like motion to me. They're gonna get him for motion. There's a flag there, legal motion. They can't even get it right. They can't even get a yard. How embarrassing is that? It really
can't even get the touchdown that was pretty much given to them.
I don't know what Pitt just did. They stopped them. It's third and goal. So they had the ball at around the 7 on third and goal. Howell tries to take off running. Boom, they nail him. So now it's third and goal from like the 7. The North Carolina called a timeout. Wow. These games are crazy. Here you go. Same thing. Third and goal. Same yard line. The Dolphins are at the 7, just like North Carolina is. Tua throws it in trouble. Incomplete. They're going to call a flag. Are they going to call pass interference again on Stevens here?
That's what it looks like.
You got to be kidding me, dude. These refs, it's every play. It's every play they call flags.
And so many pass interferences, it's just you're on underthrown balls that the guy really doesn't have a chance of catching. They're just giving away yardage and chances of touchdowns here. It's ridiculous. Oh, holding on the offense. Face mask on the defense, God. So they offset.
They're going to play it again, third and goal. Replaying third down from the 7. There you go. You know they can't score. They have no chance to score from the 7, do they? I mean, in all honesty. Their offense is so anemic. They couldn't even gain a yard, let alone 7 yards. I just don't see it. I hope I'm wrong. I hope they score, but I just don't see it. They're so anemic. Blitz, he's in trouble. Throws the screen to the big fella. The big fella's going to score. He scored. He fumbled. The ball hit the goal line. They're saying he's down short. Are you kidding me? I thought the guy landed on the goal line and he's hurt. No, he's going to get up. I got to see it myself. Your boy's rumbling and stumbling. He gets hit hard in the legs. Tell me this guy didn't cross. He crossed. That's a touchdown. That's a touchdown.
Was he eligible? I mean, I don't know. I didn't obviously with
he's
the sound off. We can hear what guys report.
Touchdown, bro! That ball was over. They gotta give him the touchdown. That ball was over. That's a horrible spot and a horrible call. Now, what's the flag for?
He's not eligible. He's inside.
Unless they, you know, he you know, made himself eligible. I don't know. I think he's eligible. Hold on. Here we go. Ineligible. Oh, God. They can't even get out of their own way.
They can't even throw it to the right guy on the play.
No. It's embarrassing. But that was a touchdown. And they're all laughing like it's funny. It's not funny when you're up 6-3, bro. You got to score. It was not legal. He threw it to the wrong guy. Oh, how embarrassing.
What the hell is that guy even doing? Like, you see the running back right there, and that has to get in the way. Like, let the running back catch the ball. That's his job.
I know. They're so bad, dude. They don't know whether they're coming or going. That's how bad they are, that the lineman grabbed the ball. He thinks it's funny. He's laughing all the way to the bank. Here we go. The third and goal play by North Carolina. He's short. It's fourth and goal. Are they going to kick the field goal to tie the game? He definitely did not catch this ball. This ball was thrown up in the rain, diving backwards, makes the catch, holds onto it, but it's slammed against the ground. I don't know. Even if he caught it, he's not in the end zone. So what did they go for it again and incomplete? It's fourth down. Unbelievable. It's so embarrassing. It really is embarrassing how they can't do anything right. You're at the 1 yard line, first and goal, and you can't score. That's embarrassing. I don't care what anybody says. North Carolina, are they going to actually go for it here?
The worst part of that for the Dolphins is the guy didn't even have a chance. The ball wasn't thrown in bounds. Tua didn't even give him a chance to try to catch that.
I know, because he's awful. Tua's awful, and the Dolphins are awful. They couldn't get 1 yard, bro. Not 1 yard. It's unbelievable. They're reviewing this play in the North Carolina pick game. It doesn't matter. Even if he caught it, he's not in the end zone. It's still fourth down. It's Pharrell on a bench. Problem with people. Everybody expects every team in the effing league to win the Super Bowl. One team wins. The rest of them lose.
Nothing for you.
How about that? One last indignity.
So North Carolina on fourth down elects to kick the field goal, and they tie the game with a minute left, 23 apiece with Pitt. So they got the pickoff and moved it down, couldn't score, but got the field goal to tie it. And Pitt has 57 seconds with Pickett to try to get a field goal or something. It's pouring down rain in Pittsburgh at Heinz Field. And the Dolphins got three out of it. They lead the Ravens 9-3 in Miami at Hard Rock. And in terms of the Ravens have the ball, but they got an entire quarter to work with, 12 and a half minutes to go and the ball, and they're moving, and Brown drops the pass. out by the sideline. So there you go. They got a field goal out of it. They got the ball down to the 1 yard line, but Tua couldn't score. In their four plays, that fourth they kicked a field goal, but in three plays they couldn't play. They had all kinds of penalties, everything else, and they're just a disaster. So, you know, they have been harassing Jackson all night long. The Dolphins giving him the business. The Ravens are trying to get anything going they can. Now they try to sweep right, and that didn't work either. No gain. Jones makes the play. I want to see if Pickett can get this ball and move down the field and get a game-winning field goal. He's got a minute, no timeouts.